it took to shut the dogs up. And it was also fed to the slaves. They ate a lot of cornbread.
Well, have you ever heard of anything called a corn dodger?
Well, corn dodgers and hush puppies are about the same thing. I think they are. They would, and I think the way they got to be corn dodgers were throwing them to the dogs and they dodged. And I'm not sure about that, but I think that Mother always called them hush puppies when she made them.
Now, if you were talking about homemade bread versus the kind that you would buy at the store, you'd say, well, one would be homemade and the other was
we just call bread from the store a loaf of bread, and we distinguish the difference between homemade and a loaf of bread.
Oh, I see.
We didn't talk about the bought bread. It was more special to have homemade bread.
Homemade bread.
And Mother invented, Mother was a health food person, and she made homemade bread with cereals, like All Bran and different cereals that she would mix together in her homemade bread, and she called it a health bread. She was very much ahead of her times as far as using adhesive tapes, and she got money. She would get money for, she would write the papers with her recipes and win prizes and money. And she won a prize for different uses of, I believe it was adhesive tape. And she was the person that invented Bisquick, but she didn't cash in on it. She would mix her biscuit dough up, except the milk, a week supply at a time. And then Papa would get up and take a small amount and mix some milk in it and roll the biscuits and cook them for us for breakfast after Janie got too old. She would have it mixed so that there wouldn't be any proportions lacking. She kept it in the, we had a kitchen cabinet that had the drop front. And she kept her biscuit mix in that so that there wouldn't be anything to do but roll it.
Just roll it. Well, she should have gotten a patent on it.
She should have. What was it, Uncle Walter said, we were all long on aristocracy but short on cash.
They cough. This would be kind of a sweet thing, and it would be round and have a hole in the middle.
And the donuts.
But what about something that they would fry, make up a batter, and fry like three or four of them in the morning for breakfast?
She made pancakes.
Pancakes, they were usually called pancakes. What would you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
And the color of the yolk would be?
Yellow.
And if you cooked egg, shell and all, in hot water, what would you call them?
Boiled eggs.
And how about if you cracked them and then let them fall into the
poached water? Eggs.
Now, you mentioned salt meat. You know, when you were talking about different things that they were different. Now, what part of the hog would that come from?
The sides of the hog, or sow belly.
Or sow belly. Now, that would be the kind of meat that you would put, like,
In vegetables, when you cook vegetables.
And what part would the bacon come from?
The ham. No, the sides with the lean in it.
What would you call that crusty part on the edge of the bacon?